I went to the video to finally look at what the numbers were. You know, initially 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. Now it's at 20,000. Who knows where it will be at the end of this day. But it was difficult to deal with that. And I prayed, and what I hope to find is a way in which I can connect, because the idea is to spread love, is the message, spread love. And if this is a way to spread love, how can I do it and not contribute to the harm?
Dun 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 da. Dun 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 da. Dun 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 da. Dun 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 dun
This sculpted narrative goes out to all the giants upon whose shoulders I stand. If I can see further, it is only because of their storied vision. Let me begin with Richard Feynman.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Trev here with another episode of Spread Love Free Market, the podcast. Thank you for joining me today. It's always great to be here connecting with neighbors. And I guess we should just get right into it. Today's show, we're going to have a response to my response to the Oliver Anthony video. And it's gotten a bunch of comments and views, which are all great and all love, but it also got me into algorithmic thinking, which is something I want to address. We will also go into my 20th century journals today. I am going to read a passage that really speaks to ambition, success, trappings of success, and all that stuff. So stay tuned. So hopefully we will have a good show for you guys today. But first, let me get into the announcements. A few announcements to be made as usual. We have FYA.NYC for all of you who are visiting New York City or leaving New York City. On those travel days, you have your bags. You may want to enjoy the sights and sounds of the city without having to babysit your bags or carry them around. And if that is the case, when you arrive, book luggage storage from FYA.NYC. Free your arms. That's us right there. And we'll pick up your bags, hold them for you, drop them off at your hotel, at your Airbnb, at your home, at the airport of any of the ports. So log on FYA.NYC if you have any questions. Call the number, send us an email. I will answer them personally. Also, we have Chat Card. Chat Card, curate engagement, talks, conversations, questions, and answers. That's a storyboard of sorts, what we use to actually curate this show, our podcast. Photos just work so much better as opposed to writing a whole script and having to dig through. You look at a photo, it's just a natural and organic way of communicating your ideas. And I can imagine the days before we had pens and paper that our ancestors would just look and sign and point and recognize based on imagery. And this kind of feels much more natural to me, a person that has been telling stories for decades now. This is just the most organic and efficient and fun way to engage our audience. So you could also use this in the real world. The chat card is about taking it out into the real world, meeting your neighbors and connecting to them. They could look at the card and ask, oh, what does this mean? Or what happened here? And you could also script your response and script your engagement based on these photos as well. So that's Chat Card. You can go to spreadlovefreemarket.com to find out more information about that, or you could just scan the QR code in that photo. Every Sunday at Miguel's Latin Market, we are distributing, not distributing, we are free shopping. Our free shopping platform is now in store, and you can go online, spreadlovefreemarket.com, or scan the code and make your free order. Pick it up at Miguel's Latin Market. We also do this for groceries. Go to spreadlovefreemarket.com, order your groceries, pick them up, shop like anyone else. No need for pantries. No need for limiting the supply and access to the same goods that the rest of your neighbors have. This is what Spread Love is about. It's about redefining how we perceive, exchange, and distribute value. And it is supported by our neighbors and community. And we would like you, if you can give a little bit, head on over to that QR code and go to our Open Collective. As little as $5 a month helps your community and also helps us be more neighborly. So that's our free lunches every Sunday at Miguel's Latin Market. We hope that this will expand to other neighborhoods as well. All right, so let's get into it. The 20th Century Journals. And this week, as I mentioned, I have a passage. And this passage goes back to Tuesday, February 11th, 1992. I was 21 at the time, still 21. And this is the second book in our journal. You can see the number right there, number two. And on the front, I just kind of recapped what happened during the course of this journal. And on February 11th, I have a passage that I would like to share with you because it speaks to the mindset of success, ambition, and pursuit of worldly trappings. And let me just get into it before I go too deep into an explanation. And here it is. Tuesday, February 11th, 1992. If it is possible, I plan to buy a brownstone in Park Slope when I have the cash. I can't wait until I make it and move out with my black Pathfinder parked in front of my beautiful brownstone in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Inside will contain a handsome foyer. It would be spacious inside with a high ceiling. The style of my furniture would be simple but elegant, with a lot of solid colors, especially black and white, very contemporary. Even the dishes. I will have the latest model audio and video appliances. There will be large works of art on my walls and large windows where possible. My hopes and reasons for wanting a brownstone are as followed. I want to live in New York and own my own place, while at the same time living among cultured yet somewhat streetwise people with a good mixture of races and an attractive neighborhood with beautiful trees. And I don't really care for the suburban look of big one-family houses and lots of grass. I'll save that for when I'm 40 and not as active. The only places such as the one described I can think of are Park Slope, Brooklyn Heights, and the area around Bishop Laughlin. And I have seen a few in Manhattan, but I like Park Slope the best because, for one, I am more familiar with the type of people that live there, and they meet my criteria. Number two, it is right next to Prospect Park. And part of the dream is taking my $800 mountain bike to the park on a weekly basis to soak in the culture and the vibes of the city. But I'm sure any of these areas will more than suffice. The greatest satisfaction I will gain is the independence of being on my own and doing it successfully. I will then be able to do as I please, leave when I want, come home when and if I want, bring home lovers to spend the night or spend the night by a lover. You see, even as I write now, I feel the need to grow and reach my full potential. Until I acquire these things, I haven't really matured. Until I acquire these things, it will be risky to really settle down. I know once I do all these things, I will have no problem getting the ultimate prize, a beautiful, smart woman with all the qualities I like. It is hard to get the type of woman I want now, mainly because I am not independent. And the type of woman I want desires very independent men. I could understand that point of view also. As one woman put it, What is desired in men is ambition and intelligence. And the rewards for intelligence and ambition in this society is material wealth. What is being said here is that money is a measuring stick of a man's ingenuity. And if a man doesn't have money, it more often than not means he doesn't measure up. The attitude is that as smart as he may think he is, he must be doing something wrong. And I myself believe in this way of thinking. I believe I am very intelligent, and in this land of dreams and opportunity, I will be clocking dollars one day. So many people dream of being rich and famous, but yet so few make it. The way I see it is that those who make it have beaten the odds and won. Those who just get by and live a working class life, worrying about bills and putting food on the table, have lost. It doesn't make them quitters. It means they were beaten by the odds. Maybe it was an unwanted pregnancy or some other unlucky turn in their lives that started an unlucky chain of events. But the way I see it is that they were beaten. And that's how I see it. The winners and the losers. It's as simple as that. Beat society before it beats you. And I am a tough competitor. I will beat society one way or another. It may not be through my education at school. It may not be through my football career. In fact, I don't know how I will do it. I just know I will do it. So I'm going to end there. I think that really says it all. And the rest is just kind of going into naming names and all that stuff. So just a little bit of context. I was living at home still. And for me, getting an apartment, my own place was, as it is for many young people, the ultimate kind of goal of independence, that in a car. And I actually did accomplish many of these goals with a lot of work and a lot of struggle. I was flown around the world as a videographer. I also had this business that was at one point pretty successful. Now, if I get one delivery a month, I'm doing that's, you know, pretty much that's what I'm doing. But I reached these points. I was on top of the world, had two apartments in Brooklyn that I was renting on Airbnb, just so you know. It wasn't that I owned the apartments. I was renting them both, and they were paying for each other. I had the girl. I had the money. I had the career. I was being written about in magazines. But in the end, I was empty. I was still searching for something greater than self. And I started making decisions that aligned with my moral code, my religious upbringing, and these decisions eventually led me to a place in which I cared for others more than I cared for myself, where I was selfless and not selfish, and that made all the difference. And I say all that to say this, that if you are in that place where I was in this book, if you are reaching for the brass ring, and you believe that stepping on your brother or that competition and it's a zero-sum game, that reconsider that and see, look at somebody like me. Now 53, you know, I don't have $20 in my bank account. I don't have a home. I'm here living at my parents' home, taking care of them. But I am the happiest I've ever been. I am making the most difference that I ever have done. And I would not trade it for all of that stuff I had in the past for 1 minute. So reconsider that, this idea that you need to have material things to make you happy. And many people who have that will tell you the same thing, that they are searching for something greater. And to get spiritual, that's something greater that I found. As we know, the reason, if you looked at the previous episodes, the reason that I am reading these books is because I felt a calling from God, a higher power, that is guiding me right now. There's a weight that I no longer have on my shoulders. There's a person, there's a higher power that I can reach out to when I am in doubt. And yeah, call it what you will. You know, call him Jah, Yahweh, Jehovah. But for me, I call him God. And yes, it has made all the difference. So for all of you who are wondering, is there something more? I found something more. And if you think that you may be spinning your wheels, constantly pressed for time, constantly stressed out, consider that there may be something that you are not seeing because you are blinded by your ambition. And I'll leave it there. And yeah, here we go. That's 20th Century Journals for you. Next topic that I want to get into, and this is, it's related to what we just spoke about in terms of what it is that we want and what it is that we strive for. So as some of you may know, some of you probably new subscribers because of a post that I did last week, a bonus clip. So I want to play a song that I think will express in many ways what it is that I want to say here. Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the way of the world. And even in the title, you could kind of get a hint of where I'm going with this. It's about coming in without your biases. Come together on this special day to send our message loud and clear. Look at that, we touched on sorry days. Future past, they disappear. You will find peace of mind. That's the words I want you to hear. Child is born with a heart of gold. Ways of the world makes his heart so cold. The reason I bring that up is because I was sent a video by a friend of mine that's on the opposite side of the political spectrum. Trevor, look at this video. Let me know what you think about this video. And I looked and I thought, well, and I said, this is a brother, Oliver Anthony, that is spreading the message of unity, of love, of fighting for justice, economic justice. And this brother, Oliver Anthony, has pain in his voice, and it connected with me. And I posted my review. And after I posted my review, then I started to hear the feedback from neighbors that had the best of intentions, from friends, from the internets, from the comments, that called to question my motivation or those that were trying to motivate me. And I understood they had the best intentions, but I bring this up for this reason. Weeks before I got off the internet, off of big tech, because I know that that attention farm has a purpose. The algorithm, it biases your points of view. And had I been on the internet, on Instagram, had I been on Facebook, had I been on TikTok, I would have probably heard about this Oliver Anthony video from the people from my bubble that would tell me that this is not something you should be listening to, that you need to speak out against this. But I didn't come in with that bias. I didn't come in hearing the noises and the voices from big tech, from the internet, from the algorithm that wants to keep us divided. I came in with no bias, from a friend that I've known for over 20 years, who may be on the other side of the political spectrum, but in the end, we share a commonality, which is the well-being of community, of neighbors. So I bring this up when I play this song because it speaks about the child is born with the heart of gold, the ways of the world turns his heart to stone. Don't let the ways of the world, don't let the algorithm bias you. Embrace your brother. If you need to talk about something that you don't agree with, see your neighbor face to face. Knock on your neighbor's door. Give him a call. Tell your neighbor, hello, neighbor. Hello, neighbor. Say, let's talk. Let's talk about this. We have the same dreams, the same desires. We want the same things, safety, community, sustainability for our family, just like you. Doesn't matter what the color of our skin is. There's only one color that I know of love, the color of love. So neighbors, thank you for allowing me to take this time to share this piece of work with you, which helped me express my thoughts. Hearts of fire, earth, wind, and fire, the way of the world. Amen and amen. So another thing I want to talk about is my own effect of having a video that quote unquote went viral. I struggled with this because even in that very video, I speak of wanting to get off the grid and that YouTube is my last way of connecting and reaching out to people. Yet here in this very video, thanks to God, it allowed it to connect to so many people. But I found myself rooting for the numbers to climb, rooting for the engagement to climb. I started thinking algorithmically. Not sure if that's a word, but it's how I was thinking. And I prayed for guidance, and I prayed not to let me fall into this trap of the attention farm, into the trap of thinking of ways in which I can continue the dopamine hit from the likes and the comments and the views. And I went to the video to finally look at what the numbers were. You know, initially 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, now it's at 20,000. Who knows where it will be at the end of this day. But it was difficult to deal with that. And I prayed, and what I hope to find is a way in which I can connect, because the idea is to spread love, is the message, spread love. And if this is a way to spread love, how can I do it and not contribute to the harm and contribute to the harmful debate, the harmful conditioning that this does to us? And I don't know if I have the answers, but I knew that I had to find a way to transform this feeling that I have that I don't know if it will be easy to rid of. You saw my last reading from the 20th Century Journal. Rich and famous was the words I used to describe where I wanted to go, ambition. So you're looking at 50 plus years of conditioning for fame and wealth. And suddenly, and this is not the first viral video I've had many in my video career, probably have a few million views in other formats, but this is 10, 15 years ago. But to have this happen again in the midst of my spiritual journey is different. Back then, I welcomed it and I was harmed by it because I wanted more, and it eventually stopped. Now I want to be able to navigate that and not feel like I needed to keep going. And the only answer I could come up with is that I need to interpret this, or I need to engage this in a way that all I need to do is connect with one person, and if it's a 10,000 people or one person, I have to view it in the same way. But the thing I would like to address, I went there and I looked at the views, and I hope to take away, because I wanted to comment and like, And I didn't know if that was healthy or if that was engaging, because I wanted to connect with people outside my bubble. And these are the people that were, for the most part, connecting back, because I want to do good. But then I found that it's not easy to escape the algorithm. As I look at my views, there's a video right underneath that plays right into the algorithm of harm. More views than me, and the title is "The Most Racist Song Ever." And the picture is one that will capture views, a look of shock on the face, the American flag. And I immediately felt like I needed to make a call to my neighbors. If you are watching this, if you came here because of the video, if you are a person that's modeling your video off of mine, or responded to my video in a way that you think will engage you, that you will get the attention that you seek, I'm asking you and telling you that, neighbors, if you hear, if you are falling into this algorithmic thinking, that you can turn it into something that works for community, that leads you off of this path of harm and destruction. It's the very same thing Oliver Anthony was speaking about. Reach out to your neighbor. Turn down $8 million. I read his story. And I hope that we get off the hamster wheel of harm. Get off the attention farm. Don't let big tech monetize our attention. I am here reaching out to you on a platform that does this. But if we are going to connect, let's turn it into something good. So I'd like to share this track from an artist named Celeste, "Hear My Voice," because I want you to hear my voice and the voice of your neighbors that are trying to build a better world, a world that exists off the internet. Celeste.
Hear my voice.
Voice. Do you hear your neighbor's voice?
Hear my cry.
We've been in pain for too long. We want to build a different world.
Let me see a change through these eyes.
We can change this world, neighbors. Reached out to a neighbor? Do you even know your neighbor's names? This is how we start to build community. Hello, neighbor. If you can hear my voice, if you could see this video, head on over to our platform, spreadlovefreemarket.com. Add your name to the list of neighbors that want to connect with neighbors that want to build community.
In which we believe.
Make sure that all of our neighbors are taken care of. Make sure we are taken care of. Making sure that we are okay. We don't need to buy into the narrative that we need to be fighting each other to get ahead. We need to work together. We don't need to buy into the narrative that we need to be selfish to survive. We need to be selfless. I appeal to you. I appeal to you to look for something greater than self. Thank you, neighbors. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you. So we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you very much for joining us today. Spread Love, Remarket, the podcast. And I hope I was able to connect with you on some level. And I want to end with our chat card. If you don't know what to say to your neighbor when you reach out to them, join us on Spread Love, Remarket. Join your neighbors and we will create chat cards in which we can engage and just help our neighbors converse, talk, ask questions in a healthy way. Chat card, spreadlovefreemarket.com. And also, scan the code every Sunday. Right now, every Sunday at Miguel's Latin Market, free groceries, free lunches. We need support as well, so scan the code. As little as $5 a month goes a long way. And finally, I want to say thanks to the Creator, God, of course, who created us all and put me on this earth as a messenger to his testimony of love. God is love. Thank you. And until next time, this is Trev with Spread Love Free Market. Enjoy your day.
Cynicism is a coping mechanism. The comedy is the obvious part. It's a comedy because it must be. Cynical humor is far-reaching because of the simple idea that life must be a joke. But if life is not a comedy, then it must be a tragedy. And if life is a tragedy, I'm only just beginning to accept it. A real tragedy. Not what's on TV, not what's in my newsfeed. Real tragedy.